This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama wants to require some Medicaid recipients to work if they want health care coverage. The public has until today to comment on the plan. The state's proposal would require able-bodied adults work, take classes, do job training, or volunteer to receive Medicaid. Some, such as pregnant women and the disabled, are exempt. The Southern Poverty Law Center sent a letter last week to Alabama's Medicaid agency opposing Alabama's plan. I spoke with the group's deputy legal director, Sam Brook.
Our belief that really this isn't so much a work requirement as a work paradox, because people are going to be forced into an impossible situation. They're going to either lose coverage because they're not able to do the work for one reason or another, or else they're going to lose coverage under the Medicaid program because they're going to start working the minimum 20 hours and their income is going to take them over that $247 a month threshold. And so they're going to lose Medicaid coverage because they earn too much, but still they will earn too little in order to purchase coverage themselves. They will fall into what's referred to in the literature as a coverage gap. And this is especially going to be affecting primarily mothers. 8,000 people are likely going to lose coverage under this new proposal, according to the state's own numbers, and 90% of those are going to be single-parent young mothers.
Well, one of the things the state's application does is it does extend the amount of time that beneficiaries can qualify for this transitional medical assistance. And that's supposed to address some of those issues that you mentioned there, that if they do earn more money, they can continue to receive coverage for a certain period of time. Why is that not enough?
That's a good change. You know, we appreciate that change from 6 to 18 months, but it's still woefully insufficient. I mean, to use an old analogy, it's still a bridge to nowhere. It's still a situation where you're going, once you get on this path, you're going to be cut off. It's just a matter of now it's going to happen in 18 months instead of 6 months. And most likely, based on all the economic estimates that anyone can put together, individuals in this circumstance are not in 18 months going to find themselves in a position where all of a sudden they're earning enough that they're going to be able to pay for this themselves, or be in a stable enough situation that they're going to be suddenly getting health insurance from their employer. It's simply not realistic, and it's going to be punishing exactly the people that the Medicaid program is designed to help.
Are there specific changes you do want to see in their application, or are there ways that make it more palatable to you?
We think that work requirements are simply inapposite and contradictory to the Medicaid program. You know, the purpose of Medicaid is to allow access to health coverage so that you can get healthy and then go out and be able to provide for yourself. And by imposing a strict requirement that you have to be working in order to even access the program, flips that script on its head. It gets it backward, the causal connection.
And just so I'm clear, there's really no scenario where you could see supporting work requirements connected to receiving Medicaid.
No, not as a requirement. If it were a plan to help people to get to work, to provide job services, to provide job training as an incentive, as a bonus, that, of course, we would 100% support. But what this does instead is it makes it a mandatory work requirement that is going to cut off coverage. And that, we think, is simply inapposite to the Medicaid program that's all about providing health coverage so people can get healthy.
That's the Southern Poverty Law Center's deputy legal director, Sam Brook. We did reach out to Alabama's Medicaid agency. A spokeswoman says they can't comment because the public comment period has not closed.